Good morning, I'm Marilyn Smith. We're talking about restaurants during this hour. We're taking a look at the Columbus restaurant scene on All Sides Weekend. Joining me this morning, WOSU restaurant reviewer Rich Terapak, along with his son, Rich. It's like Miles and Frasier. We can't quite get them apart. And critic and author of the blog Restaurant Widow, Lisa Dillman. You're invited to join the conversation as well. You can call us at 292-8513. It's Dine Originals Week. We have them, what, every 3 months or so, 4 months? A couple times a year.
Yeah, I think there's Restaurant Week that occurs one time a year, and Dine Originals, is that twice a year? Or?
I think maybe they're both twice a year.
Oh, okay. It's tough to keep them straight, but it's great for the community either way.
In the Dine Originals, the distinction is they're chef-owned or operated. So it's as opposed to the
– the Columbus Restaurant Week has more, you know, some corporate and Mitchell's places and such.
Well, this is about 40 members of Dine Originals, a kind of loosely gathered group of independent restaurants. And they're making an effort, of course, it's kind of the doldrums of winter, the last throes of winter, to draw people into their restaurants. There's reduced pricing and special menu items. So the prices range from 10-10 to 20-10 to 30-10. I imagine the 10 cents is appropriate to the year 2010. I know you've all looked at the menus. They are online at Dine Originals. Any stands out to you? Rich Terapak.
The elder Rich Terapak. the Frasier of the group. You know, I liked G. Michael's. They had a number of choices. The pan-roasted Brussels sprouts or fried oysters, different kind of first courses. The graham cracker crusted flounder for a Lenten choice is a good idea.
I think it's a good idea to go out to dinner during Lent.
I do, anytime. Too. I do, too. It's not what you give up. Anyway, and they've got the ribeye or – and it's served with a veal cheek, which is unusual but really good. And the lemon ginger snap tart or the brandy chocolate tort, all good choices for the dessert course. That's one of the 30-10 ones, and they continue to do a good job.
Yeah, and anytime you can eat at G. Michael's for a good deal, they will always feed you a lot of food, so you never have to worry that they're gonna skimp on the portions, and everything's always delicious.
Yeah,
So as we said, about 40 restaurants are participating. Rich, the younger, you have pulled a couple of menus off the internet as well.
Yeah, I think that I went through almost all of them. I was looking for two different criteria in there. I was looking for value propositions, which is just kind of, you know, what you're getting for the money. And then the interesting nature of the cuisine, whether or not it really drew my eye. As far as the top choices I saw, this won't surprise anyone. The Top Steakhouse has a great special going. First course, French onion soup or lobster bisque. Second course, Caesar or their house salad with the Italian blue cheese. And then they actually, as a third course, have 2 5-ounce lobster tails on the menu.
Wow.
And a fourth course of dessert where you can get creme brulee, or I also love their triple chocolate cake. And that is $30.10. I think both from a cuisine and value standpoint,
that's really an absolutely great pick.
Mm-hmm. Call, because they're always packed.
Yeah, they are. They're actually opening starting for dinner. They always open daily for drinks at 4 p.m., but they're actually starting to serve dinner at 4 p.m. through Restaurant Week just to accommodate – or excuse me, through Dine Originals Week to accommodate everyone. Another one,
yes, old folks who eat early.
Another one I thought looked really great was Elena's. She always does really interesting stuff, and this would be a good way to get in there and try a few things because the price points are normally a little higher. This is, a $30 menu. I thought I saw the Vietnamese bison dolmas, which are, it's bison wrapped in basically like grape leaves with a lime, chili lime sauce. And then they also had, a vegan option as a second course. And they also had a lamb shank that I liked. And then they don't tell you what the dessert is, but that just means they're probably making it that day, which is always a good thing.
How about you, Lisa? Did you have a chance to go through some of these menus?
Well, the Terapaks took my top three ideas, which were G. Michael's, the top, and Elena's. I think one of the most interesting things for the Dine Original Week is the Pistacia Vera tasting of desserts, and Yeah, thank you.
I believe they have 10 desserts for $20.
They do. They have 10 desserts for $20, and it's a taste of everything, and it's for two people, so that's something that could be really romantic.
10 desserts for two people.
Yeah.
Well, they're Lenten special.
Yeah.
It's not like 10 pieces of cake.
Yeah, they're small bites, but, you know, for someone who has never been to Pistacia Vera or maybe is kind of intimidated to walk in and see all of those beautiful things and have a hard time making up their mind, that's a great time. You know, it's a great opportunity.
You don't have to choose.
Exactly. Yes, and I had the pistachio strawberry décoise the other day, and it was really amazing.
Now, are you doing an internship there? How is it you're spending so much time there? I noticed on your blog that you're writing about it and going there, and what's going on?
Well, Spencer Boudros was nice enough to let me spend a day with him looking at all of his methods and just being amazed by him and his kitchen. And it's him and like five awesome female bakers. And it's such a great place. Like, I would totally love to work there.
As a matter of fact, I think his sister and business partner, Ann Fletcher, will be on, I think, NBC4 today at noon with Gail Hogan to actually talk about Dine Originals Restaurant Week. So
cool.
Yeah.
So I just spent a day there, you know, kind of what in the restaurant business you call a stage that's working for free. So I could write about it and hopefully learn how to make some of their yummy things. So, yeah.
We're talking with restaurant reviewers Lisa Dillman, who is the author of The Restaurant Widow, along with Rich Terapek and his son Rich, who do restaurant reviews here at WOSU. 292-8513 if you'd like to talk either about Dine Originals Week or another restaurant that we haven't gotten to yet. You can give us a call. You can also go online to allsideswosu.org.
I was also going to mention some of the ones that I also thought were just great values. Mm-hmm. They may not be the most gourmet or, you know, the most eye-catching, but as far as, you know, the protein you get for the dollar, that kind of thing. Cotter's down in the Arena District has a pretty extensive three-course menu for $20. La Scala's has a $10 dinner, which is just salad and pasta. But, you know, if mm-hmm. you're looking to go out to a nice place and not spend hardly any money, there you go. Old Mohawk down in German Village. And then Vino Vino also, I thought, had a great value and cuisine menu. That's one I would definitely check out.
And that's on Grandview Avenue, right?
Right.
Yes.
So Filio's. Yep. The, you know, one of the other 2010s, and this place is always a favorite, is Bassi Italia. They don't have a lot of selection on this one.
But they do it very well.
And the wild boar ragu for the entree course sounds terrific. So.
And they will do a vegetarian.
Yeah.
Most restaurants, because it's come up before, people have emailed to ask me, most restaurants will definitely do vegetarian. Even if they don't have it listed, they're expecting vegetarians to come in. So don't let that stand in your way.
Another favorite of mine is the Black Creek.
And they're on Oak.
On Oak.
Oak and Parsons.
Right. Mm. And they've got a pretty extensive menu with three courses and dessert. They've got a curried eggplant, chickpea, and spinach crostini. Pretty creative stuff. Black bean cake with pisto vegetables, and I cannot pronounce the tzatziki. Thank you. They've got
it's like a yogurt dill sauce.
Right. The classic bistro salad, which is a good one there. They've got a spinach salad as well with blue cheese and bacon and caramelized onions and all that kind of stuff. Duck confit enchiladas.
Mm-hmm.
An interesting
really
combination.
Good.
Yeah, with black beans and ranchero sauce. It's all good. It's all good.
I also wanted to mention there are several Italian restaurants on this, and I wanted to give props to Vino Vino and Tutto Vino for both putting together very good menus. On some of the others, this may just be my personal opinion, but they seemed a little short on value. Just a lot of them were, you know, start off salad, pasta, no protein, and then, you know, a meager dessert. And some of them were charging $20 or $30 for that. So to our listeners out there, that's one thing I might be aware of if I'm out looking for an Italian place.
And as I say, you can see all of these menus at Dine Originals' website on the internet, and there's a little prompt there to go to the menus, and they're all there.
That website is www.dineoriginalscolumbus.com.
Well, thank you very much. And Bill is joining us on the line. Good morning, Bill. Hi. Go ahead.
You there, Bill?
Yes, go ahead.
This is Bill Miller. We're calling about sushi.com. We live here in Dublin, and it's on Muirfield Road, just north of the interchange coming off of 33-161. And we really, truly enjoy that restaurant.
I think we've had calls about that restaurant before where people have called in and said how much they like it.
Yeah, and even our grandkids like it.
Well, good.
That's impressive. For grandkids to like a sushi restaurant, they must have some fried tempura vegetables or something.
Well, they do. They love the tempura. That's, I think, one of their specialties. But they have a couple of young Japanese men who are preparing their sushi, and it is the rolls that they have are absolutely incredible. And so it has been kind of one of our favorite restaurants as far as where we take people when they come in from out of town. And particularly, it is entirely staffed by Japanese, and particularly those people who are coming from New York or coming in from the Far East. They find it to be also to be a wonderful restaurant. Have you ever tried it?
I have not been there, but I've heard of it, and it's good to know because that's probably one of the number one questions I get for visitors and people moving to Columbus is where can I find good sushi? And fortunately, contrary to what a lot of people might believe, we actually have lots of really great sushi. And
well, I think it somewhat has been helped, and it's been around for a while, really. Restaurant Japan and those have been around for probably 20 years. We started 20 years ago. The Honda plant in Marysville helped bringing a lot of Japanese to the community. And somebody, I think it was the New York Times article, probably 5 years ago, claimed that Columbus had the best Japanese cuisine between New York and California.
Wow. That's great, isn't it?
Yeah, just recently in the last few years, we've really gotten a few more. Moshi Sushi, which moved into Bexley down at Parkview in Maine, was recently ranked the best new restaurant in Columbus.
One of the 10 best.
Yeah. One of the 10 best, excuse me, by, is it Marshall?
John Marshall.
John Marshall with the Columbus Monthly. So we're getting a definite push in that direction. It's great.
Thanks very much for your call, Bill. Again, that's sushi.com, which is kind of an interesting name. It sounds more like a website than an actual bricks and mortar restaurant. We were talking before.
But they've got Wi-Fi.
I can't imagine they have that domain name. That'd be really impressive if they did.
We were talking again about Dine Originals. And one of the values, and this is a pretty modest place in terms of some of these really fine dining establishments, is Spinelli's Deli. I think you know where that is, Lisa, right on Neal Avenue. And they do have a soup course, sandwich, salad, and I think a dessert and a drink, all for $10.10.
That's a good deal.
Yeah, that is a really pretty good deal because I think their sandwiches average about $5 or $6 just on the cost alone for a sandwich. This does really run the gamut from places like a little deli, Spinelli's, and Michael's in the Refectory. And the Refectory is one of those places that's staggering their menu offerings and offering different things on different nights.
Right. They've got different things on the two weekends that are covered. And also the Refectory has a bargain all year long during the week, which is another thing to try out. If you dine in the bistro portion of the restaurant, and sometimes they let you go in the dining room as well, they have a $23 menu during the week from Monday through Thursday. So if you miss restaurant week, head out.
And that's a really good way to introduce yourself to some really fine cuisine.
Definitely. And if you're a young, starving college student, it's the way to go. I used to eat there all the time when I was fresh out of college and had absolutely no money, but I could always scrounge together, $25.
Well, one of the things that they have, and you don't see it on the menu very often, and it's one of my favorites, is the kulabiak, which is a Russian dish of salmon with lots of dill and egg and capers wrapped in puff pastry and served with a lobster sauce.
We'll get back to that. We do have to take a break quickly here, and we'll be right back.
Get the stories behind the headlines every day on All Things Considered.
Ohio State President Gordon Gee last fall addressed the topic of tenure during a speech to faculty members.
We have long had faculty committees devoted to looking at revising promotion and tenure standards, and yet the status quo remains. Inertia is winning.
On your drive home, listen to award-winning coverage from the WOSU news team on WOSU 89.7 FM.
And you're listening to All Sides Weekend on WOSU 820 NPR News. 62 degrees in downtown Columbus at 11:21. Clouds today, a chance of rain and a high of 65. Rain very likely this evening, maybe a thunderstorm, and more rain showers after midnight, a low of 45 degrees. Rain for Saturday and cooler temperatures, a high of 52 for Saturday. And a chance of rain on Sunday as well, with a high of 48. All Sides Weekend continues on WOSU 820 NPR News.
And welcome back. This is All Sides Weekend. I'm Marilyn Smith. We're talking about restaurants here in Columbus with restaurant reviewers Rich Terapak and his son Rich, who do restaurant reviews here at WOSU, along with Lisa Dillman, who writes the blog The Restaurant Widow. I thought that your husband was actually the restaurant widower. As much time as you spend in restaurants.
Yes, he claims that.
Now it's pretty mutual. When the website started, he was he used to actually run the Burgundy Room when it first opened, and he was there all the time. So
so this is payback, right?
Yeah.
292-8513 is our number, and it is Columbus Dine Originals Week here in Columbus. 40 of some of the finest restaurants here in Columbus are offering special menus at reduced prices. And it's captured our attention here today,
which is really great. We should try to get out and dine in some of these originals because I guess restaurant proceeds or profits are down an enormous amount across the country.
Mm-hmm. Well, one website I visited this morning preparing for the show said that all across the eastern part of the country, because of weather, really severe weather through most of February, which is not a good month in the restaurant.
No.
That combined with a severe recession kind of does it.
So and a lot of restaurants, I think, are really narrowing their profit margins, which are already extremely narrow. But just to keep people coming in without overcharging.
And we've touched on this before. This is really a very tough business. It's grueling to be in there, not only cooking but maintaining the building, managing the staff, doing all the ordering, doing the inventory.
The tasks
are really endless.
What I hope that the listeners and everybody out there realizes is that these restaurants that are in Dine Originals, these are what make Columbus uniquely Columbus. Mm-hmm. I mean, everything else, you could move to any other city in the Midwest or the East Coast and have those restaurants. These are the restaurants that make our town special, and we need to keep them around.
Mm-hmm. And Sally is on the phone at 292-8513. Hi, Sally. Go ahead.
Yes, I really like the information about the 10-10 genre. And you mentioned a deli that had the sandwiches and stuff, and I didn't commit it to memory, and I was wondering if you'd mention it again. And more talk about 10-10 is more appreciated.
Okay, again, the price range is from $10.10 to $20.10 to $30.10. And deli that I mentioned myself is Spinelli's, and it's next to the Giant Eagle on Neal Avenue at Buttles.
Thank you.
And the $10 one that I mentioned also was La Scala, which is an Italian restaurant. I can't remember the location exactly. But
I think it's on 161.
It is up at 161.
Across from the Wendy's headquarters.
And there are other 10-10 menus as well, again, on Dine Originals' website. We're just, we mentioned some of our favorites and, the ones that really jump out at you, but there really are some other great values on there.
I'm sorry, Rich. One of the ones we mentioned that had a really terrific evening menu has a lunch menu for 10-10, and you can dine at lunch for a long time, and that's the Black Creek Bistro. So if you want to have a nice big lunch and skip dinner, try that. They've got, for instance, they've got huevos rancheros and with grilled tortilla, fried eggs, spiced potatoes, that kind of thing. And something that I got to try sometime is Tom's award-winning meatloaf roulade. Chicken stuffed with ham, cheese, and spinach, all wrapped in bacon with a jalapeno tomato sauce.
I read that one. That's an interesting meatloaf.
It's like one of those turduckens.
It is. But, that would be dinner for me, I think.
Yeah. One that I read that I don't think we have the menu here, a place I've never been and I've always wanted to go is Wildflower Cafe, which is on Indianola. And they're doing pork schnitzel. And I believe It's two for 10-10.
It's two for 30. Actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they are just north of East North Broadway by about two or three blocks on the
east side
of the street. It's a family-run place. It's been around forever, and it's a good neighborhood spot as well. They're always good for omelets and other things. You sometimes have to wait in line to get in, but that's a good sign.
It does seem to have its regulars, and we did a review of the Wildflower Cafe probably 18 months ago or so, I think. And, Rich, I remember you ordering a hamburger and being amazed that it was done to order.
Yes.
And it was really full of flavor. That
yeah, it was still pink. I mean, it's tough to get.
Duly noted. I'll visit it.
On that same theme of the kind of ones in between, you know, so that's two for 30, so 15 bucks a head. Also in that genre, Due Amici has both a $20 and $30 menu.
And this is on Gay Street.
That's
downtown.
On Gay Street downtown. And then Surly Girl has a 30 for 2 menu or a 20 for 1 menu. So those are a couple others where it's kind of in between. But you really just got to go to the website and check them out.
And Surly Girl's on High Street in Short North.
High Street in Short North, yep.
Some of the places I was just going to say also include a glass of wine or a beer with your menu. So if it sounds, you know, like if it's $30, some of the places also include a drink, which is nice.
That's always nice, yeah. 292-8513, we do have a listener who's emailed us and wants to know how local restaurants are coping with the tomato shortage and where the best place to go is to get a tomato-based dish. And interesting, I was in the Andersons last weekend and overheard somebody in the produce department saying that they were actually selling tomatoes at a loss and that fast food restaurants have pretty much wiped them off the menu altogether because of the freezing conditions in Florida earlier this year.
Apparently Wendy's is making it optional. They ask you if you want tomato or not.
Well, I'm not really sure how local restaurants – Lisa, you spend a lot of time in restaurants working. Have you heard anything about this being a problem?
I really haven't. I don't really – I haven't been working in a restaurant lately, which is serving tomatoes right now, and my best advice would be avoid tomatoes until at least July because – You don't want to eat tomatoes right now in Ohio anyway.
That's absolutely right. When
not to be a snob, but they'll be so much better in the summertime, believe me.
It's true. My wife and I were in the North Market Chili Cook-Off a few weeks ago, and I made the mistake of trying, you know, I was trying to make it with as many fresh ingredients as possible, and I picked up the tomatoes, about a dozen of them, at North Market. And, you know, they looked fine and everything, but they – I mean, just I think the harsh winter conditions of the season, they lacked flavor. Honestly, this time of year,
if you're going
to cook a tomato dish, used canned tomatoes, you'll know what you're getting that way.
Yeah.
And I imagine most restaurants at this time would definitely be doing so.
292-8513. You can also email us at allsides@wosu.org. And we have gotten an email this morning from Robin who has heard the lavash, which comes up on this program just about every time we do it, on High Street is being bought by a national chain. I don't know if anybody here can...
No, can't imagine.
But, I have heard no such thing.
Yeah.
Well, I know the proprietor there kind of just opened that place after moving on from, what was the other one?
Purdue's. Yeah.
So I do not know. That's interesting. If anybody has any information on that, please do call in because that would change things a bit. I mean, he was a very hands-on owner, you know, and that's one thing we loved about that place. If a national chain takes it over, keep your eye out.
Yeah,
that's a tough one to –
We'll volunteer for quality control.
Yeah. He seems to be very hands-on. I mean, every time I've been to Lavash,
he brings your plate to the table. I mean, he's that hands-on.
Yeah.
And you had mentioned on your website another Mediterranean restaurant up near Graceland that you thought was very good.
And
as well.
Actually, that was the Pita Hut, and actually,
which is a funny name.
I know. The two of the guys from Pita Hut actually broke off and have moved onto campus and opened a restaurant called Alibaba, which is bigger than Pita Hut was, and it is wonderful. If you don't mind braving campus, there's lots of metered parking. It's not that scary. Their shawarma is – lamb and turkey shawarma is amazing and everything
campus,
there.
Lee?
It is actually next to the McDonald's. It's in the same block as Buckeye Donut. So Buckeye Donut's on one end. Alibaba's on the other.
About 17th or so.
Around there.
Something like that,
Lane,
so you can hit Alibaba. They're open till like midnight. which is awesome, even on Sundays, so you can hit that and then go get your donut on on the way to the car. Not that I've done that.
Pulling an all-nighter. Oh, wow.
Yeah. And they have free Wi-Fi, too. Yeah.
Well, it sounds like a great alternative to some greasy burger chain that might be open at that hour. 292-8513. You can email us again at allsides@wosu.org. And we're talking about restaurants with Lisa Dillman, who writes the blog The Restaurant Widow, along with Rich Terapak and his son Rich, who do restaurant reviews here at WOSU. We'd like to have you join us as well this morning if you have comments to make, either on Dine Originals Week, which is going on through Sunday, I understand, or on any other restaurant that you'd like to recommend. You can give us a call, 292-8513.
It's actually through the 20th.
No, it's actually March 8th through the 14th.
Okay, some have some have 19 and 20.
Dine Originals part is it's different for different restaurants.
Yeah, so check go to the website.
Most of them that I'm looking through on the sheets I printed out do say the 14th, but yeah. I see one over there in front of you, Dad, that says Refectory's got it through the 20th.
Right, 8th through the 20th.
Mm-hmm. Whereas, well, that is a really good deal.
Yeah,
and if any of the listeners out there have actually had experiences in the past few days with any of these restaurants, we'd really love to hear from you. I think all of us, Lisa's often working in a restaurant at night. I read on her blog that she often doesn't get to enjoy these. And Dad and I both cook at home most every night when WOSU isn't, you know, we're not doing a review. So if anybody has tried any of these, we'd really love to hear from you.
292-8513. We've talked about a number of menus. I'd like to mention Filio's, which is one of my favorite restaurants in Grandview. I don't think I've ever had a bad meal there. Their first course consists of a chop-chop salad or a crab and corn chowder. Then the main course is either seared tilapia, beef tenderloin medallions, or blackened tuna pizza. And then the third course is either chocolate pie, warm walnut, apple walnut cake, or an Italian sundae, and that's all for $20.10. Oh.
I haven't been to Filio lately, but that made my value list as far as, like, you know, food for the money. And it sounds great, too. So,
my husband and I went there on Valentine's Day, and it was packed from the moment we walked in, and which was fairly early, until the time we left, and there were still people coming in.
Wow.
So it's a very popular restaurant.
Yeah, they've been around for a while. So.
A couple lawyers have made good, the Danises. Peter and his wife, and I apologize because I can't pull up her name right now, but our two lawyers from Dayton.
And there's something about the law and food.
Food, isn't there?
What is it?
It's immediate gratification. That's what it is.
292-8513. We do have a couple of callers. Neil is joining us. Good morning.
Good morning. I had a really quick question for you. I'm originally from Pittsburgh, and there was a Lebanese restaurant there that had this salad that had lemon and mint in it. It was just delicious. I've never had anything in the Columbus area that matched that, and I was wondering if perhaps you knew what the salad was or a restaurant that had it.
Is this a creamy salad?
No.
Okay.
It's almost like a vinaigrette-type consistency.
I think you might find it at a new Lebanese restaurant, and this gives us a plug too. We're going to direct it to to the website for the podcast, and then we're going to put a new review on a restaurant called Maza in Grandview, which is just south, I guess, of Fifth in that little shopping center.
It's right on Grandview Avenue. I had a terrible time finding it the other day when
we went
there.
Yeah, and the blizzard when we went there.
It was a blizzard.
They have exactly those kinds of flavors. It had a salad that had a lot of parsley, lemon, a really piquant kind of sharp taste that went along with several different kinds of hummus and what else do we have in that?
Baba ganoush.
Baba ganoush and some salads. It's they've got a lot of Lebanese things, and they're, you know, fairly highly seasoned. And if you're not finding
it, they're very highly seasoned.
Yeah.
It sounds like something that's definitely that we will try out. Thank you very much.
I think I've got the address here someplace.
It's like 1438 Grandview.
1439 Grandview.
The name of the restaurant is painted onto their window in fairly dark colors, and there's an awning over it that shades it. So it is extremely difficult to find.
And
during a blizzard, nearly impossible. My dad and I were standing across the street from it and didn't see it for 30 seconds.
Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Neil. We also have a call from Tony this morning. Hi. Go ahead, Tony.
Hey, I heard you guys talking about local food, and I had a fine supreme pizza at a place in the village of Bryce. Maybe you've heard about it, called Little Sicily Pizza.
I have not. Please enlighten us.
I want to say that, you know, it has some sort of tie-in with the local Tommy's Pizza, the Iacona family.
Uh-huh.
Loaded pizza, beautiful crust, homey place, off the beaten path, you know, because it's not on the Bryce Road strip. It's on old Bryce Road.
Now, is it more of in a Neapolitan style or Chicago style? Any word on that, crust-wise?
Crackery, thin crackery.
Oh, okay,
crust.
Neapolitan. Oh,
yeah.
Great.
Okay. Yeah.
It's my favorite.
Yeah.
Like a comfort food, kind of a pig out, but big, heavy pie.
Yeah.
Very good.
Well, thank you for the advice.
Yeah, it's out in the Reynoldsburg area.
And it's good to hear about restaurants like that we probably wouldn't normally hear about. You had mentioned a pizza place on your blog, Lisa, and I'm not sure if they say it Bono or Bono.
Mm-hmm.
And this, I think, used to be in Elena's Bakery in the Short North and then moved to a little...
It moved to, and I'm so ashamed to admit I haven't been there yet. I believe it's Chambers, around the Chambers area. Maybe connected to a liquor store or a carryout.
There is that little carryout on the corner before you get to Kroger over there.
Yeah.
It's that little store?
It is. Mm-hmm. And it's their pizza is probably one of the best, Neapolitan styles. Small pizzas, really hot oven, nice, thin, bubbly crust, and not overly topped. They're very, very tasty. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, they look beautiful on your website. So that's either Bono or Bono.
I think Bono. Yeah.
Not sure.
Whatever.
And Bono, I guess.
And they're not open all the time, right?
I believe it's like noon to 9 or maybe 4 to 9. I should have looked it up. Yeah.
And we actually – I'm just seeing a note from Amy that someone called in and mentioned that salad that was being asked about Lebanese is called tabbouleh, which is actually one of the dishes that comes in the sampler that we had at Mazda's.
A giant sampler.
Yeah, so they
– Along with falafel. It was a huge sampler.
Yeah, a lot of food.
292-8513. We're talking about restaurants here on All Sides Weekend. I'm Marilyn Smith. Our guest today, Lisa Dillman, who is – the author of the blog, The Restaurant Widow, along with Rich Terapek and his son, Rich, who write restaurant reviews here at WOSU. And we have Judy on the line. Judy, I am going to ask you to wait because we're going to take a break here in about a minute. And rather than get you on and not be able to finish your question or your remarks, if you could just hang on the line, we'll get to you in just a minute. Once again, this is Dine Originals Week here in Columbus. It's a week when some 40 restaurants or so are offering special menus and special pricing throughout the city. And as we just discovered, some of them were actually offering it for a longer period of time than through this Sunday.
And there are some also outside of the, you know, general Columbus area. The Inn at Cedar Falls down in the Hocking Hills area is beautiful. It's very relaxing. And they're also part of Dine Originals. It's only about a 45-minute drive.
And I think Mr.
Terapek,
the elder, has actually cooked there.
Yeah,
yeah. Oh, yeah?
With Mr. Boudreaux and Mr. Stover. For what we thought was going to be a crowd of 30 turned into a crowd of 70, but it was a lot of fun.
Sounds great. Yeah, it's a great getaway.
And Shaw's in Lancaster is also a part of it as well.
So they are members, even though they're outside of Columbus, of Dine Originals.
I think it's Central Ohio, generally.
Great. 292-8513. We are going to take a short break here. We'll be back in just a minute.
The Gospels are at odds with each other on important points about the life and death of Jesus. On the next Fresh Air, we talk with Bible scholar Bart Ehrman about these contradictions and what they tell us about the historical Jesus and the authors of the Gospels. That's the subject of his book, Jesus Interrupted, which just came out in paperback. Join us for the next Fresh Air.
And Fresh Air begins in 20 minutes. It starts at noon right here on WOSU 820 NPR News. WOSU Public Media's News and Public Affairs Director Mike Thompson moderates Columbus on the Record. The program features well-respected journalists and veteran political observers, offering insight and analysis of the top stories of the week. Watch Columbus on the Record Friday nights on WOSU TV. And you can get the latest information from WOSU the way you want it, daily, biweekly, or monthly. Go to WOSU.org/email and sign up for one of WOSU's e-newsletters. 62 degrees in downtown Columbus, clouds and a chance of rain today, a high of 65. Rain showers this evening, a chance of a thunderstorm and a low of 45 degrees. More rain for Saturday and cooler temperatures, a high around 50 for Saturday. And more rain on Sunday and a high of 48. All Sides Weekend continues on WOSU 820 NPR News.
I'm Marilyn Smith. We're talking about restaurants with Rich Terapak and his son, Rich, who do restaurant reviews here at WOSU, and Lisa Dillman, who writes The Restaurant Widow, which is just about tightening my lips up to the point where I can hardly say Restaurant Widow anymore. Judy is waiting patiently on the line. Hi, Judy.
Hello. In the past, I have enjoyed eating at Benevolence.
Uh-huh.
And then I think they remodeled, and now where are they?
And they were down near the North Market in a separate building, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I always enjoyed their food. I'll take the answer off the phone. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I enjoyed it too. They had their house salad dressing with the eggs, and the Green Goddess dressing was really good. I do not have 100% fact on this, but it's my understanding that they're going to be moving to someplace, I believe, in the Short North. So, like I said, I haven't. That's kind of like through the grapevine. So, but they, I believe they might have had a baby during this time that they were remodeling, and it kind of threw a wrench in the works of, you know, the remodel. And don't quote me on that, but I think that might be what happened. And then I believe they're going to be reopening somewhere in the Short North. So,
and this is a little restaurant that's kind of across from the Columbus Children's Theater.
Mm-hmm. Theater, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was started by some people who owned a booth in the North Market a number of years ago, then changed hands at some point.
A number of vegetarian.
Yeah, a vegetarian restaurant with pretty good bread and, like, you know, great vegetarian soups. And, yeah.
Well, we'll kind of keep our eyes and ears open and see if we can find out more information down the line. And we have another Judy joining us this morning. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Great.
Just fine. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, yeah, I've been enjoying your program as we're headed toward Zanesville.
Oh, you're in the car now?
Yes, I am, and we're. But I'm not driving.
Public radio listeners are always quick to make sure that everyone knows they're behaving correctly. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, we're on our way to Philadelphia, but we thought we would stop near Zanesville for lunch and wondered if you had any possible recommendations for restaurants for lunch in the Zanesville, Cambridge area.
Boy, everybody's just kind of looking around.
Yeah, that's
here.
Tough. I've made it out to Zanesville a few times for my work, but I don't think I've ever dined there.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I wish we could help you.
Maybe somebody will call in and give us some suggestions.
Yeah, keep listening. And, if anybody out there knows of any place.
Stump the band.
That would be great. I have one other question.
Sure.
Okay.
You had mentioned being a college student and going out for dinner. Mm-hmm. I really am curious because when I was a college student, I couldn't find $25 if I wanted to.
Yeah, I kind of raised my eyebrows at that, too. Wait a minute.
I waited tables.
Well, waitresses always do have some discretionary money at hand.
SpaghettiOs and the popcorn popper. That's right.
Yeah, I recall being a graduate student and wondering where my next roll of toilet paper was going to come from.
Exactly. I've been there, done that. Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
Well, at least we were able to answer one of your questions. 292-8513. And we have Rudy who's joining us. Hi. Are you there?
Hi. I just wanted to make a comment about the caller that called in about the lemon and mint-based Middle Eastern dressing.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the salad he might be talking about is a fattoush or just a traditional Middle Eastern toss salad where the dressing is mostly lemon, garlic, mint, and olive oil.
Hmm.
Could be.
The tabbouleh is usually the parsley.
Right, and like the green, chopped,
finely minced. Yeah,
and Lavash does have a fattoush salad,
and they do.
Yeah, and my husband is very fond of getting that salad and buying kibbeh, which are the little football shaped like fried meatballs, and he crumbles them up on top. So that's probably not authentic in any way, but it's good.
No, thank you. That makes sense, because as I started to think back on it, I knew we had tabbouleh on that dish, and I was like, there wasn't anything that lemony in that dish. So thank you for clarifying that for us.
Mm-hmm. 2928513, and Paul is on the line. Hi, Paul.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, you?
Thanks for taking my call. A couple of things. First of all, I don't have any restaurant recommendations in Zanesville, but the gentleman who called in about the Middle Eastern salad, I wonder if he's tried Cafe Istanbul out at Easton.
Oh, another good place. Mm-hmm. You're right. Near Nordstrom's,
I don't know that they have that salad. But actually, the reason I called in, a couple of our favorite restaurants, I'm sure suspect you're all familiar with Scally's out in Reynoldsburg.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a great Italian restaurant, and they have now, if you haven't been there recently, they've now added a small bar to the restaurant, so you can
always a plus.
just have a drink if you are so inclined. Yeah.
Cool.
And the other one I wonder if you're familiar with is a fairly new restaurant in Gahanna called Mezzo.
What is it called again?
Mezzo, M-E-Z-Z-O. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have heard of that, and I think, are they a part of this even?
I don't think they're part of Dine Originals. I think they do the other restaurant week, and I have not been there yet. However, one of my friends is the executive chef, and I know he's really talented. So
it's in the Creekside development.
Right.
It's a beautiful, beautiful location, and we really like it. We've enjoyed having Mezzo fairly nearby. So you might want to give it a try.
Cool, great.
Thanks. You very much. We're always looking for restaurants to review as well. 292-8513, and Scott is joining us. I think. Hi, Scott.
Hi. I don't know if anybody's been there yet. There's a new Latin-based deli downtown on Long, Sir Senor. Has anybody been there?
On Long? No. Hadn't even heard of it.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I think it's pretty new. I got a menu real fast, but I haven't had a chance to go, and it looks interesting.
Whereabouts on Long?
I think it's like 8 or 10. It's right there in the first block off.
Okay. And then you said Latin. Any particular, do you remember what particular type? Or?
I believe he's from Argentina, but I don't know if that's...
It's amazing that within, with the Gay Street, there are two restaurants now in Gay Street that serve arepa. Mm-hmm. And,
In 5 years, we never, there was no one, so...
Yeah, exactly.
We went to another one on Gay Street,
Cuban?
The Plantain Cafe?
The Plantain Cafe.
Yeah.
I could think of as banana, which we've had so much trouble with before keeping our banana restaurants.
Let's not go there again.
I've got one more place. If they're going to Zanesville, they need to go to Tom's Ice Cream Bowl. It's right at the end of Maplewood, but it was voted by USA Today like 10 years ago, best place in the Midwest or U.S. to get a scoop of ice cream. It's a 50s-style diner, and it's been there continually operated for years and years and years.
And do they have food or just ice cream?
Food and ice cream, but it's a 50s-style diner.
Okay, ice cream is a food group.
Yeah, it is.
And this is called Tom's Ice Cream Bowl.
Yep, and it's right at the end of Maplewood. It's a little slice of Americana when you go in.
Well, hope that those people are still listening and headed for Maple Street in Zanesville right now. Thank you so much.
That's your GPS.
Bye. Thank you very much. Brittany is on the line. Hi, Brittany.
I'm calling because I'm a recently diagnosed celiac, meaning I have to be gluten-free. And while I found some restaurants can accommodate gluten-free, I'm wondering if there are any restaurants in the area that are completely gluten-free.
That's a good question.
Wow. That's a very good question because more and more I'm hearing of that. And I cannot think of any place that is
exclusively
Dragonfly.
Dragonfly, it may be.
They have a bakery. They do a lot of baked goods.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
you're
right.
Okay.
Sorry. Thank you for stumping the panel. If anybody does know of any gluten-free restaurants, please call in.
Well, and our audience members are very generous. And just as someone called in just a minute ago with that recommendation in Zanesville, I'm sure that somebody will call with a recommendation for you as well. Thanks very much for your call. Crystal is joining us. Hi.
Yes, hi. I just had a recommendation, two recommendations for Zanesville. I know the one gentleman said Tom's Ice Cream Bowl, And if they do stop there, they need to get the hot Virginia ham sandwich. It's to die for.
Good.
And,
well, that might be worth heading for.
I know.
Well, of course,
why
it's
is it
Friday.
So far away?
And there's another one on Maple Avenue called Adornetto's. There's a branch in Newark, but the Adornetto's on Maple Avenue in Zanesville is the original Adornetto's, and they have great pizza, salad, spaghetti.
Cool.
It's good stuff.
And so, I would imagine that Maple is the main street in Zanesville?
Yes, the main street. There's an exit off of 70 for it,
oh,
I believe.
Perfect.
Well, yep. Hopefully they're headed there. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that.
There'll be a run on restaurants in Zanesville.
I know. Yeah.
Everybody will be heading to Philadelphia before you know it. Bob is joining us now. Hi, Bob.
Do you have any information on a restaurant called Minosa's on Sunbury Road near Hoover Dam?
Boy, this is we're on a run. A run here with everybody stumped again. No, I'm afraid we haven't heard of that.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Sure.
So you're not going to elucidate us either, huh?
There what?
Are you going to tell us any more about it?
No, I have a niece who goes there, and she says it's good, and that's all I know.
Okay. All right. Well, check it out.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you very much for your call. 292-8513, and George is joining us. Hi.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Oh, hey, I'm particularly fond of New York pizza. And I gather if any of you have been to New York or Brooklyn, you know what I'm talking about. The New York pizza claim here is not quite what I expect.
Nothing here is quite like New York.
No. We have Ohio pizza. It's cut into squares and it has a thin crust.
I mean a lot of that. Are there any pizza restaurants that are close to it?
How about Dewey's?
I haven't been to Dewey's yet. I was going to say the Rossi. Rossi has a nice thin crust, really big slices, not overly topped, foldable slices.
Yeah, Dewey's is a little chewier. It's a hand toss. This is on 5th Avenue in Grandview, it's packed.
There's a super, really thin, almost cracker crust, great place in the suburb of Bexley called Rubino's. It's been around since the early 50s. It's a favorite all over Columbus of many people, but especially to those in Bexley.
That actually draws people back to Bexley.
Oh, it does. It's a block from my house. I eat it all the time. And it's unique and far different than any other Midwest pizza you're going to get. So you may want to try that. That's on like the 2600 block of East Main Street.
You can actually now buy them in the grocery store half prepared and bake them off yourself. It's that popular, yeah. No.
You're kidding.
No.
Sounds great.
Well, thank you very much for your call. And the Tarapacs are learning a little something about each other as well.
And I slighted him earlier as a good dad. I'll say that he also assisted at the end at Cedar Falls. So.
292.
I'm not worried about him. It's my wife and his wife.
And Brenda is joining us this morning. Hi, Brenda.
Hi. I have a question, but first I wanted to respond to the gluten-free request. The caller can Google Holiday Bakery or Baking, something like that, in Worthington. It's a bakery open part-time about a mile south of 270 on High Street.
Mm-hmm. And I believe they sell their goods at the farmer's market also, if I'm not mistaken.
At the North Market?
The Worthington Farmers Market. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And a full gluten-free bakery. Yeah. Cool. Thanks.
And I have a question. I'm looking for a restaurant that would serve vegetables that are good enough to be eaten, even if you order them without sauces and so forth. And it would be great if they're organic, but not necessarily.
I think Elena's always does vegetables really
mm-hmm.
really well.
Dragonfly.
I think Dragonfly as well. Yeah.
And
okay.
Yeah, those are both in the Short North to Campus kind of area.
A lot of times Rigsby's will have sides of vegetables that you can order. They usually have really good Brussels sprouts with pancetta.
And again, this time of year, it's tough.
Yep.
You know, I mean, they're coming a long distance. Generally, will not be organic if they're here in the winter. You know, but good luck.
And do any of these have a quiet atmosphere?
Oh, I think both of those restaurants do.
But yeah, Elena's is an old Victorian home with several different rooms. So just by virtue of all the sound barriers, it's relatively quiet. Dragonfly.
Dragonfly's in that. You know, it's a relatively small restaurant.
And that's on King Avenue.
King Avenue, yeah.
Okay.
I was going to recommend going to Whole Foods, but it's not quiet. It's jammed.
Yeah. Yeah, the Whole Foods up on 161 has great produce.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
292-8513, and Molly is now on the line. Hi, Molly.
Hi. Two comments. In Zanesville, I second Adornetto's. It's the only place to eat. And if you want a donut, I mean, you have not lived until you have had Donald's Donuts. They're on down Maple Avenue.
We're all going to Zanesville.
I know.
And the other thing, the lady that just called about vegetables, go to the MCL cafeteria. It's in the Kingsdale Center on Tremont Road.
Well, most of our reviewers now look horror-struck.
Really? MCL's got really fresh vegetables?
Well, they have, I mean, you can even get a vegetable plate. They have... I mean, they just have, if you want a good hot meal, something that's nutritious, that's the place to go.
All right.
Thank you.
And Kingsdale Shopping Center is under major construction, mm-hmm. so if you're looking for the MCL there, good luck.
Good luck.
There's one on Far East Main Street as well, I believe, beyond Whitehall.
Is it Maine or Livingston? One of the two.
Maine.
It's Maine. Okay.
Just a couple of more minutes here, and Paul is joining us. Hi, Paul.
Hello. I just wanted to respond to the gentleman talking about a restaurant on Sunbury Road. I think he's got the name wrong. I think he's talking about Bel Lago.
Now, I have heard a lot of good things about Bel Lago, and it's right on the reservoir.
Right.
And that has recently undergone a name change. Mm-hmm. It was the
Hoover Grill.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Beautiful
but
setting and patio and that kind of thing. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's much well, in our opinion at least, is much better now than it was as Hoover Grill. It's,
yeah, that's
it's
what I've
great
heard.
Now.
Yeah,
it's
I've,
on the
I've,
list.
I have also heard great things about Bel Lago. So yeah, we got to get up there and try that.
Yeah. Yeah.
We also had a couple emails that have been up for a little while. We ought to get to before we go. Someone,
my co-host, go ahead.
Sorry. Well, I saw him there. I know we only have a minute.
Well, I don't have those eyes behind my head. So
I understand. Kelly wrote in that the Old Bag of Nails in Bexley, which is a regular watering hole for me, it has the best tomato bisque in town. That's interesting. I absolutely love.
Given
tomato
the tomato
bisque.
Shortage.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll have to see on that one. And then also we had an endorsement for Surly Girl from Sarah, just stating that she had the caliente crab dip and the tuna noodle casserole and red velvet cupcake at
Surly Girl. Always does things that make you salivate.
Yeah, they do. Comfort food. So thank you for those recommendations as well.
Thank you. And we do have Jim on the line. If you're quick, we can take your call. Go ahead. Jim?
Yes. Another suggestion for the woman who called in earlier with gluten tolerance concerns. Mm-hmm. There are a couple places here in town that are local. City Barbecue, if you order your sandwich or whatever it is that you're getting without the bread, you avoid the cornbread, the hush puppies, and the vanilla pudding. Just about everything else on the menu is gluten-free. The staff is aware of gluten intolerance and cross-contamination issues. You can order just about anything off of the menu there, and it's wheat-free. Someplace else to check out after dinner is Stosser Cup of Joe. They've just started carrying gluten-free baked goods. And you can get them at most of the locations, and it's a nice place to be able to stop in with that case of baked goods that most folks who have a wheat issue can't have. And now they have items, and they also carry vegan items as well.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much for those suggestions. And speaking of gluten-free, which apparently you're not, Lacey, you're going to be a judge in a cupcake contest.
Yes, Sunday is cupcake camp at the North Market, so yes.
Oh, it's fun.
It's the perfect end to a long week.
Well, we look forward to the next time you're here and you can tell us all about it. To the audience, call in a little earlier the next time we have a restaurant show and then we'll be able to get to all of you.
You get about 7 people waiting online.
Right. Rich Terapak and his son, Rich, restaurant reviewers here at WOSU, along with Lisa Dillman, who writes The Restaurant Widow. It's her blog. This is WOSU, listener-supported WOSU and WOSU HD 820 Columbus, streaming on the web at WOSU.org. WOSU 820 NPR News. And news from NPR is coming up next. I'm Marilyn Smith. It's 12 o'clock.